On today's show, Tesla cranks its autonomous level up to 5. Why engineers spent a ton of time in the wind tunnel with the all-new Acura NSX, and Chinese buyers hate that new car smell. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. You know, most automakers are targeting 2020 as to when they will have cars fully capable of driving autonomously. But Tesla just beat them to the punch. Well, sort of. CEO Elon Musk revealed that every Model S and X it's currently building are being equipped with fully Level 5 autonomous technology. The system includes 8 cameras, 12 sensors, and software that has 40 times the processing power over the previous models. The Model 3 will get the same system when it goes into production too. But even though the cars have the necessary equipment for full autonomy, it won't be activated until the company gets regulatory approval. This means functions like automatic emergency braking, collision warning, lane holding, and active cruise control won't work until those approvals happen. And there's no timetable for when it could happen. Hopefully those over-the-air updates don't take long. But it is nice to see the company isn't backing away from the technology after criticism of its autopilot feature, because autonomy has the potential to save a lot of lives. We all know that conserving water is important, and Ford is stepping up its effort to cut back on water use. The automaker has decreased its water use in its plants 61% since the year 2000 and aims to cut that another 30% by 2020. But Ford's ultimate goal is using zero drinking water in its manufacturing processes. Still to come, why Honda engineers had a challenging time managing the airflow for the new Acura NSX.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Aerodynamics are important for any vehicle, but especially sports cars. On last week's Autoline After Hours, Ted Kloss, the chief engineer of the Acura NSX, shared how challenging it was to manage the airflow for the vehicle.
So this graphic was made together with our simulations groups to show the air not only going around the vehicle, but through the front motor room. It has to reattach to the side of the car. So here you're going to fly through the front motor room. That's the main radiator cooler. You're coming out through the hood vent, pressing down on the front end, and you stay attached down the side of the car. The same molecule of air is now re-entering the rear motor room, and this one is going down and cooling across the exhaust system and coming out the rear of the vehicle. So this reusing and recycling of air in the total airflow management strategy, it was very challenging. And we did bring over members of our F1 team who, the global financial crisis caused a lot of negative things. One of the benefits was is that we had these wonderful skilled people.
Aerodynamicists.
And aerodynamicists, thermal management. And so we brought not a large number, embedded them in our team. They worked with our local members, worked with our scale wind tunnel here, as well as our thermal computational fluid dynamics and aerodynamics. Computational fluid dynamics. So we had to somehow blend those two, Gary, and it was challenging because it's the first time that we truly, like a race team, we depended on those simulations. Yes, we anchored them in the lab, but we didn't have a car. So the type of experiment that we had in the lab was not exactly the same as the car. So we anchored them with experiments in the lab, but we were making like I said, just like a race team, making DIGO decisions on simulation. So that was challenging and exciting.
For more insight into the development of the NSX, you can watch that entire show right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. And speaking of After Hours, make sure you catch an all-new episode this afternoon. Joining John and Gary is Tim Jackson, the Executive Vice President of Technology, Strategy, and Business Development at the supplier company Tenneco. So to learn about the different technologies the company is developing, join us at Autoline.tv at 3 p.m. Eastern Time this afternoon. Coming up next, Chevy reveals a couple of SEMA concepts that look destined for the showroom.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
In previous episodes of Autoline Daily, we've highlighted some of the different preferences car buyers have in the U.S. and China. But here's a new one J.D. Power discovered. While most Americans enjoy the smell of a new car, Chinese consumers absolutely hate it. It ranked as the number one complaint in its initial quality study for the second year in a row. Researchers say smog and pollution have made Chinese car buyers sensitive to new car smells. Drivers will use fragrances to mask the smell, and some car washes in the country offer special services to get rid of it too. And for those of you who are curious, the number one complaint with U.S. car buyers is voice recognition systems. GM's Saturn brand used to offer redline performance vehicles, but with Chevy's newest SEMA concept, the line has changed shades. Meet the Malibu and Cruze RS hatchback Blue Line concepts. Both cars feature Genesis white paint, special 18-inch wheels, blue-tinted windows, and a lowering kit. There are a host of other cosmetic accessories, as well as an air intake kit and performance exhaust system for the Cruze RS. While a number of these accessories will be available through Chevrolet, there's something a little bit different about this announcement. It almost seems like Chevy is gauging people's reaction to Blue Line to possibly offer it as a production package, similar to Ford and its sport models. So with that in mind, we'd like to know what you'd think of Chevy offering Blue Line vehicles in its showrooms. But that's it for today. Thank you for watching, and join us again tomorrow for the latest news in the global automotive industry.